Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Every Wednesday, we put your questions to the experts, and this week we are looking at pensions. You can keep your questions coming into us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But Paul Kenny, Ireland's former pensions ombudsman and course leader with the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland, joins me in studio now. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
So everybody should have a pension. I know you would say that, but that is a fact.
It is. Everybody needs to have a pension. And we always worry about the people who have to rely solely on the state pension when they retire, because it really isn't enough to keep you going.
Especially when we're living longer and healthier than ever.
We are living much longer and healthier. Yeah. When I started in pensions in old God's time, and I mean old God's time, the actuaries told us that a 65-year-old man would on average live about 13 years and a woman about 17 years. That's gone up by 50%.
Wow.
In the intervening 50 years. So, you know, we are living longer and we're living healthier. That's the thing to bear in mind, that we are living better, because we used to, back in the day, assign people to the geriatric ward when they were 70. That's not happening now.
No, even I've met a host of 80-year-olds who, it's a completely different age now. They're not stooped. There's nothing to help them to walk. They're still up for travelling the world and in, you know, all of their faculties. So
exactly.
You're going to want money in the bank at that stage, I say.
You do.
Is there any age where it's too late to start?
I don't think so. I mean, the thing is that, for example, if you want to take out a personal retirement savings account, a PRSA, the maximum age for cashing that in is 75. Okay, so you could take one out at 70 if you still have earnings and get the tax relief and all of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, more money is more money. Just look at it that way.
More money is more money.
Yeah, and you're putting it all in your pot, right? There's loads of questions coming in from people, so let's move to those, Paul. I worked in the UK for 9 years. Am I entitled to a UK pension, and how would I go about claiming it?
Okay, well, now this is very, very important, because this is there's an amazing offer out there from the UK at the moment, because you can actually buy back years, extra years of pension. And the problem is that time is running out. I think it's sometime like May 2025, sometime in the spring of 2025, when the shutters come down on that and there is a huge backlog of applications. So I would say have a look at the website of the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP. I think it's dwp.gov.uk, and go on there and find the instructions as to what you need to do to buy extra pension from the UK. Yes, there's no doubt you can get a UK pension and it'll be very well worthwhile. And as I say, at the moment, the offer of the buyback is tremendous.
Oh, I love that. I hope there's a nice pot of gold waiting for somebody at the end of that rainbow. Can I draw down my private pension early, says another. I'm 50 and I'm struggling to pay my bills while I've been paying into my pension since I started working.
Okay, well, you can't really draw down your pension while you're still working in your job. If you change job, of course, you can draw the pension from the previous job. But as things stand at the moment, you would have to retire. And you're allowed to retire early with effect from 50 years old. The revenue have a time limit on that, unless you're in ill health, in which case you can retire at any age. But normally speaking, the age for retirement in normal health is 50. Age 50. There are exceptions as well, because certain sports people apparently can retire much earlier than that.
Yeah, well, and sometimes it's not by choice. They'd love to keep playing if they could. And, you know, that texture doesn't necessarily say whether their pension is attached to their place of work. But do we need to change our mindset around what a pension is? It's not a savings plan that we can pull on. We really need to think of it for when we stop working only.
Well, you see, the thing is, it's intended for that purpose. It's intended for when you stop working. And of course, the whole incentive to take out a pension is the tax relief you get on the contributions that you make. And the contributions that your employer makes, of course, are not taxed on you either. So, you know, it's a win-win situation as far as that when you're working. But you need to have stopped working in that job to actually cash in a pension. But there's no doubt, I mean, if you change jobs and you're over 50, there's no reason why you couldn't cash in the pension from the first job to augment your income if that's what you want to do.
Some of the plans do have payouts at certain stages, don't they? Not the whole amount. There are some pension plans that will allow some cash to be drawn out at a certain point.
There are, yeah, but I don't think that they're really mainstream. I think that, you know, they're niche things, and I wouldn't be recommending those necessarily for anybody.
Okay.
Because really, you know, what you're talking about is an income in retirement, and your retirement is going to last a lot longer than maybe you thought it would.
Yeah, fair enough. And I mean, I do get it when people are struggling, they're thinking, what way can I get access to money? But there may be other ways and other things that perhaps you can do. I have a pension I can cash in that would pay off my mortgage, but there'd be none left. I would live to pay it off. I would love, I should say, to pay it off and be debt free. Is this a good idea financially?
Gosh, that's a question for the individual. I don't think you can give a blanket answer to that. I mean, obviously, to be debt free is fantastic. And if you can get by on the state pension and whatever else you can raise by way of income, yeah, there's no reason why you shouldn't cash in your pension and pay off the mortgage. But quite honestly, it's something that I think you should take very detailed financial advice on before you jump.
Because I suppose things have changed, haven't they? I mean, in previous generations, by the time you came to retirement age, your mortgage was paid off anyway, whereas that's not often the case now.
No, it's not. And in fact, in the last sort of 20, 30 years, a new phenomenon has come up where, you know, people are being encouraged to borrow against their house into their old age, and then, you know, the whole thing is sold and you pay off the loan, or the loan is paid off when you die or whatever. There's a number of products on the market out there that allow people to borrow against their property, and then, you know, things will get sorted out when they're dead, kind of thing.
Wow. Can you ask the advisor what is the best thing to do for a 45-year-old with no pension who's not entitled to a state pension? I have a rental property. Thank you.
Oh, golly. And obviously, an awful lot depends on whether they have a job or not.
Mm.
You know, if they're living on rental income, then there's not a lot they can do except maybe turn themselves into a company and let the property out and use the property as part of the pension fund. But I mean, I can't see if they have no income otherwise, how they could set up a pension. But that's what they should be doing if they have a job.
Yeah,
or so if they're self-employed.
If it is, which it may be, obviously we only have a few sentences here by text, but if it is a casual arrangement where they just, you know, take the rent and live off it, maybe set up a company, pay a little bit more tax on it, and then you're putting in for a pension.
Well, you see, you can actually pay the rent back into a pension scheme and avoid the tax, in effect, if you're doing that by way of some sort of formal arrangement. But the informal idea of just letting out the property, living on the income, that can go on forever, of course. You can hold on to the property forever and a day and continue to live on the income without a pension. But I'm very surprised that there's someone out there who really has no prospect at all of a state pension.
Yeah, maybe some financial advice there too, because sometimes we do think I can't or I won't without ever really investigating it properly with a professional.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that you can become compulsorily insured for PRSI and contribute towards a state pension by earning as little, would you believe, as €38 a week.
Wow. Okay. So do look into that a little bit further. My sister says another worked in a shop for approximately 6 years in the 80s. Can't she get any form of a pension?
It's very doubtful if she would have any pension from the job itself, because certainly retail is one of the areas where we knew that there's not a lot, not great coverage for pensions. Retail, hospitality and farming, I think, were the three areas.
Wow, that's tough.
That the various surveys discovered that there wasn't a great deal of coverage. So the likelihood of her being able to get a pension from that job is slim. But she obviously should have PRSI contributions from that job, and they will help if she is building up PRSI credits elsewhere.
Wow. I mean, they're three very tough industries, hard, hard work. You'd want to think there was something at the end of that.
Yeah. You know, the pay tends to be fairly low in various branches of hospitality and retail. That's one of the issues. So there's not a lot to spare in terms of people being able to make pension contributions. I mean, some of the big retailers are fabulous. They have great pension schemes. You know, but the smaller ones, they're all under pressure. And certainly the smaller outfits in terms of hospitality are under pressure. Today's papers telling you about another restaurant closing.
Yeah, and the VAT rate and all of that. And it could be quite transient. So I do understand that. Could you please ask your pensions expert what one should do with their pension lump sum, should you be lucky enough to have one?
Okay, well, if you have a pension lump sum and up to 200,000, it's tax-free, you need to invest it. You need to invest it and turn it into income. There's no point in using it to, say, buy an annuity, because then it's gone. You invest your lump sum, but you need to be very careful about how you invest it and make sure that you invest it in such a way that it's, the investments are diversified, that you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Because you come across people who say, I have a portfolio of investments, and it turns out to be in three different banks. And we know what happened there.
Yeah.
It's very, very important that you go and talk to a financial advisor, get advice about how your lump sum should be invested in the light of your own attitude to risk as well. Because some people are what we call risk averse, and other people are quite prepared to take a punt. And the ones who take a punt may or may not do very well, depending on how their investments go. But it's very, very important, I think, for the investments to be diversified across a range of different kinds of investments, so that if something goes wrong, say, with the motor industry or whatever, you're not going to suddenly lose your whole fortune.
Yeah, lose everything in one go. At 49, I've just started a pension. How much should I be paying in every week?
As much as you can possibly afford. Now, there's a sliding scale of allowable contributions. The maximum pay that can be taken into account for tax relief purposes is 115,000 a year. So the percentages are based on that. So up to age 30, you can contribute 15%, and then it goes up and up and up. And so at 49, let's see, about 40, probably 20%, 25% of pay could be relieved for tax as a pension contribution.
Ooh, okay. Get doing your sums. I'm a 64-year-old female, says another. I lived abroad for many years, but worked in Ireland from 1978 to 1989. I returned to the Irish workforce in 2018, but with no pension plan. I have no pension and I've little savings. Is it worth my while investing in a pension now? I can maybe stay in my current job until 67 and my earnings are 40,000. So